Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
This hour is sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles.
The views and opinions of Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, and Mark Grody should not be taken too seriously, especially when they give advice. Do not take Marshall's analogies literally, especially when it comes to Russell Dorsey. The sports thoughts of Rahimi, Harris, and Grody may change at any time. It's just sports.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Rahimi, Harris, and Grody, 10-2 on 670.
I want you to ask players when you go tomorrow. Be like,
I will.
Are you trying to get your lick back?
I'm gonna say that,
or get your get back. See if they know what you're talking about. You're gonna realize you're the one who doesn't know what's going on.
Do you think that if I execute it right, they'll look at me and go like, where did you get that?
Probably. Grody's gonna have all the street cred in the Bears locker room.
But these players probably know me well enough to know that that's not how I don't talk cool. You know what I mean?
We got a boomer.
I hate that we've all been lumped into boomers. If you're over the age of 40 now, you're a boomer. We got Danny Parkins coming up next, so we'll kick him around a little bit.
Should definitely ask him this question to see if he knows what we're talking about.
He's like 10 years younger than I, or even more than that, and he acts like a boomer sometimes, too.
Are you familiar with the term, get your get back?
Get your get back.
Or the term, get your lick back.
Or get your freak on.
Not the last one that Grody said. Are you familiar with either of those two?
Like the Bears would have an opportunity to, you know, like get even, get back at the Packers. So, that sort of like kind of like revenge, basically, is what you're saying.
Your ability to just parse through the words, impressive. Something your former coworker Mark Grody could not do on this day.
Nor could Clay Harbor. And we still think it's possible that Marshall made up that phrase.
I understand what you're saying. Yes, revenge. You get to play this team again, etc. That we were driving at.
Yes. Yes, that's all it was.
But Danny, Brody, have you ever heard it? No, hold on a second. Danny, had you heard the phrase prior to that or ever uttered the words?
He said two different phrases. I've heard a version of it. Yeah, sure.
I think he's lying. I think he's lying just to pander to you right now.
We got a boomer.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Mark Grody will join us live from Palace Hall at 12:25 with the latest on the Bears and Packers game coming up on Saturday night. And as much as I would love to talk about that right now, yet again, similar to the time that a day before the Bears decided to draft Caleb Williams first overall, sealed the deal. If you'll recall, we had a massive rally in the city of Chicago to try to drum up support for a Bears stadium in town, and now the Bears have done it again. This is Rahimi, Harris, and Grody on 670 The Score, and I would love to lead talking about the Bears game, but I have to be responsible for somebody to speak up when it comes to your tax dollars and the ones that I have paid to happily in the city of Chicago for the last 10 years. So here we are.
You've been waiting for this, and I understand it. No,
I actually haven't been waiting. It's been the Bears who have been waiting since they bought Arlington Heights in 2023. But yeah, let's go.
The city of Chicago has been waiting for the finish line on this. And when I say finish line, I don't even mean a finished product. An ultimate decision. This is where we are building our stadium. We are breaking ground today. And I was told that was going to happen in 2025, correct? That was the plan?
I forget when exactly the shovels in the ground declaration was supposed to take place.
It's not about the declaration itself. It's like the end product is we will have shovels in the ground by the end of 2025. How many days are left in 2025? I believe it's 13 days left. We're on the 18th of December.
You had better have mailed your Christmas presents by now. I think today is considered the last day when it comes to
that you can get it by.
Remain steadfast that the goal is to make sure that we have shovels in the ground in 2025, and I'm confident that will happen.
I was confident that I would lose 5 pounds. I have only myself to blame, as do the Bears.
You look great.
But that's the point. Is I'm still here, and the Bears are still playing at Soldier Field, and we live to see another day. So if you don't know, we are going to go over it yet again. Kevin Warren and the Bears sent out at 5 o'clock yesterday an open letter regarding the stadium project, which they have every right to do. On the Monday night of our home opener, September 8th, 2025, the passion in every corner of Soldier Field was palpable and powerful. Today, 100 days later, that feeling is even stronger. He goes over the state of the team. Over the past several years, we've worked in good faith with Illinois leaders and made clear our commitment and readiness to invest more than $2 billion by the Chicago Bears, one of the largest private investments in state and NFL history. We have not asked for state taxpayer dollars to build the stadium at Arlington Park. They did when it was here. As I mentioned in that rally in 2024. The letter continues. We asked for only a commitment to essential local infrastructure, roads, utilities, and site improvements, which is more than typical for projects of this size. Additionally, we sought reasonable tax to secure financing, property tax certainty. All of that makes sense. That is typical. That is part and parcel. Standard operating procedure. We listened to state leadership and relied on their direction and guidance, yet our efforts have been met with no legislative partnership. It goes on to talk about union jobs, year-round attractions, and global events made possible by a fixed-roof stadium that would provide long-term revenue for the state. For a project of this scale, uncertainty has significant consequences. Stable timelines are critical, as are predictable processes and elected leaders. So the trigger word in all of this was when we got to the word Indiana. That was the headline. The Bears said, first of all, we have been told directly by state leadership, our project will not be a priority in 2026, despite the benefits it will bring to Illinois. Consequently, in addition to Arlington Park, we need to expand our search and critically evaluate opportunities throughout the wider Chicagoland region, including Northwest Indiana. This is not about leverage, the letter says. We spent years trying to build a new home in Cook County. We invested significant time and resources evaluating multiple sites and rationally decided on Arlington Heights. Our fans deserve a world-class stadium. Our players and coaches deserve a venue that matches the championship standard they strive for every day. With that in mind, our organization must keep credible every pathway to open to deliver that future. Yes, you should have kept those pathways open before you decided to buy Arlington Heights. I don't know how many times I have to say this. I don't look down or consider Kevin Warren any less of a businessman or any less capable of what I know him to be able to do because of something that happened before he got here. The Bears did this out of order. And if you don't believe me, Google, because public money is on public record. And there are countless stories in the NFL on how the typical process goes. Municipalities, you negotiate with them first. To get the tax breaks you want, to get any sort of discussion you want, before you buy the property, you do your due diligence, just like you or I buying anything in the year 2025. I look up reviews on a $5 eyeliner to make sure I'm spending my money correctly. It's not just about the space, which is why Arlington Heights and Arlington Park was so, I think, attractive for the Bears. But the problem back then, when this happened, now they finalized that purchase in 2023, was that everybody's money got mad. And that's one of the number one rules in any deal you can't have happen. The relationship with the Bears and the city of Chicago and the Park District had all become very untenable. It was tenuous. It was to the point where Lori Lightfoot had said some things, maybe more with her Bears hat on than her mayor hat on, talked about focusing on winning football games rather than building a new stadium. The Bears wanted to reportedly, and this is something that has been reported, open up a sports book, which I think is more than fair at Soldier Field. That discussion was tabled. The two sides wouldn't even talk to each other. It has been extensively reported. The Bears decided to go to Arlington Heights when they thought that the discussions had broken down. They're tenant at Soldier Field until 2033. In the meantime, they bought the property before they did the due diligence of negotiating tax rates and trying to figure that out previously. They did not have municipalities bid to get the Bears to go to them, which is oftentimes how this works. They were out of order. It is not our job to bail them out.
I agree with that 100%. Specifically that point about the out of order, right? Like as far as business 101, how you go about securing land and understand, like you wouldn't buy a house, Layla, if you didn't know the tax situation on the house, correct?
I wouldn't know. I research everything.
I'm not even saying like you individually, like specifically how you're over the top maybe in, you know, researching the $5 eyeliner. I'm just saying, as a general person, it's bad business as a personal consumer to say, I want to buy a house. And when I buy this house, before I look up how much the taxes are, I'm just going to buy it because I like the house. You look up all the peripherals surrounding, whether that's taxes, whether that's what kind of school am I raising my kids in. All of that stuff comes into play.
Yeah, when we care about the money that we earn and that we make and our business isn't, I don't know, valued at $9 billion with a B like the Bears is, we're a little more careful in our order of operations.
And what is unfortunate here for Kevin Warren and the Bears now is because, as you said, Kevin Warren wasn't around when those decisions were made. He was brought in to come and be the hammer, right, that finishes things off.
Which is why you don't hear me say stuff like, oh, Kevin Warren can't do his job, or oh, this and that. I don't think that at all. I think Kevin Warren has been brought in to fix a problem that they did not do properly. And I think when you consider the history of the Bears as a franchise, this isn't a far-fetched thought. But where I draw the line is in trying to bail them out for not making their decisions properly. Billionaires tend to ask for billions. $2 billion for infrastructure is a bridge too far. And if you don't believe me, consider how much money was paid for infrastructure in the last two stadium projects that were built in the NFL. And those were SoFi Stadium, which did not get paid with a cent of taxpayer dollars in Los Angeles. And then also Allegiant Stadium in the state of Nevada. So those two were very contrasting. But they didn't ask anywhere near billions for the infrastructure around it. States will chip in to a certain extent. J.B. Prisker was on the record as saying $1 billion is understandable. If it's really two, and I know the Bears want to contribute two, then you can understand why the state budget, which if you live here, everybody has criticized in your life in some way, shape, or form. Suddenly you can set aside $2 billion for a team and a business that's valuated at $9 billion. When we're sitting here talking about people struggling to pay for, I don't know, holiday expenses or basic expenses, we just now got transit funded. But let's go ahead and wreck the state budget for the Bears who just got valued at $9 billion while we, the taxpayers of Cook County, still owe more than $500 million on the renovations from more than 20 years ago? If you want to go to Northwest Indiana, you are allowed. If you want to take this to a ballot and ask the citizens of Cook County if they want to pay for this, you can. But the history will indicate that if you do that, the measure is likely to fail for the very reasons I just brought up.
The transit issue is one that just can speak volumes to where we are, because that was questionable whether or not they were going to make ends meet to be able to continue to public transportation. And the fact that we got that done, and you're right, Layla, when you talk about the money that they're trying to set aside for this, it just does not add up. I would say this, and this is the big thing. You talked about in SoFi Stadium for two NFL teams not getting public money. And then Allegiant Stadium, which is more recent. You know, I think they started building it in 2017. I know the stadium opened in 2020. But they got $750 million, which is a lot more in today's money. Like, you'd need more than $750 million just because the way inflation has worked since then. But at the same time, that stadium was publicly funded 39%. Understand this, and this is why I understood what he was saying about, you know, this is not a leverage ploy. Like, he was saying, we're not taking this just to be a leverage ploy. It is a leverage ploy. Let's be very clear about that.
Yeah, when you say this is not about leverage, but it's obviously about leverage, I think the people who listen to this show and who watch and listen to this media are too smart for that.
So when you say it's not about leverage, I think the reason he said that is because I do believe this is a viable option for the Chicago Bears. Because if you're looking for someone to foot the bill, look no further than the taxpayers of Indiana. Because if you look at how Lucas Oil Stadium was built, the taxpayers, 86% of the funding came from the taxpayers. I think it was 720 at the time, which shows you how much more expensive stadiums are to build now. And $620 million of the 720 was provided by taxpayer money.
Right. And do you know what has happened next? Do you know how much the taxpayers still owe on Lucas Oil Stadium?
They're on the hook for just as much as they like.
It's as
put
much.
In.
It's a little more than what we are still owing on the renovations of Soldier Field. As of April 2nd, 2021, $633 million was still owed for Lucas Oil Stadium. I will also make this point. You were talking about a venue that guaranteed like walking, you know, table stakes. You're talking about a maximum of 9 regular season games and 1 or 2 preseason games. Those are your guaranteed dates. The reason why I say that is because take a look at Wrigley Field, which is considered the example of a good investment into the community that actually gives back to the city. 81 guaranteed dates, and the Cubs bought and paid for that and renovated that themselves. That's the difference here. It's not like you don't have the example up the street. It is not our fault. You didn't get the order correct. This is a bailout. And if you want to go to Indiana for 11 days, we'll figure it out.
Let's be clear. It's not going to be for 11 days. There will be many, many more events that will come with a facility of this size, of this nature, with the suites, with the private events you can hold there. I understand what you're saying about the minimum, but the minimum is not the minimum here. The floor is not a true floor. What I will say is this. I, as a taxpayer, have no interest in paying for the Bear Stadium. Like, you know, in the, you know, Cook County, that's what was going to happen as long as it stays in Cook County. I will say this. If you can get that kind of a deal in Indiana, I don't think Bears fans are going to stop being Bears fans because the stadium is in Indiana.
And I love the people who are telling me to stop yelling. This is yours and my money, and I'll yell if I want to, because unlike everything else where you criticize us for not having played football or sport or whatever, this is our business. And when I went to college, we were made to minor in political science. And I did do my due diligence on this. That's why I know that you could have looked this up. And before you bought the land, you could have made other deals that were better. But in this day and age, I am not for bailing out billionaires.
No, we should never bail out the billionaires. That's kind of the point.
We'll move to Indiana. Guess what? I'll still go to your games.
Yeah. Listen, if the state of Indiana and their taxpayers are willing to foot the bill for a Bears stadium, do you think I have a problem with that personally? I do not. I understand the sentiment of wanting to keep the Bears, first of all, in Chicago, where they are currently. Clearly, there's no path to make that happen. And I understand people saying, well, we don't want you to leave Illinois. Arlington Heights is there. That's a better option than Indiana. I understand that, too. But understand the truth. This is about cold, hard cash. And the Bears have had enough missteps that now their most economically viable answer is Indiana. And I get it because I see what happened with Lucas Oil Stadium.
It's not your fault they did this out of order. It's not my fault. It's not Kevin Warren's fault. But above all else, it shouldn't be the taxpayers' fault of the state of Illinois. And if this were a priority to the Bears, they would have built when they finalized in 2023. Time is money. And they have also spent a lot of time and a lot of money not doing anything. This is Raheemi Harris and Grody on 670 The Score. And if you want to call us, 312-644-6767. We'll be back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Raheemy, Harrison, Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
One of the things I always look at coming home to the city is I always look for cranes in the air.
That was Kevin Warren. I forget in which iteration of the stadium discussion
There have been too many. How about that? Too many? Can we agree on that?
Yeah, and it's not necessarily, it's just an indication of new construction. And when you're a city that has a lot of supply, like for office, for example, like Chicago does, then you don't necessarily have as many cranes because you've already built buildings that house tenants, pay taxes.
That last part.
This is Raheemy, Harrison, Grody on 670 The Score. We've talked a lot about this, and we have a massive phone bank. There's a couple of I think, statements I want to make in addition to what we had previously that I think are valid. Number one, tell me how many Super Bowls the Minnesota Vikings have won since they got their new stadium. That shouldn't factor into your thought process. And you would hope that the Bears would win one before they move as well. Number two, I could also use another team as an example. Detroit Lions renovated. Same idea. Stadiums are important and teams should have good ones. It's just, once again, not our fault that they bought the land before they negotiated these things. And if you really want to be serious and you say it's not about leverage, sell Arlington Heights. If you do that, we'll believe you.
Well, the Arlington Heights thing is interesting because if they're not going to build at Arlington Heights, what are they going to do with that land?
I'll tell you this. Any business where $2 knows that you don't buy land that you don't develop, that you pay taxes on, that's just sitting there like that. The Bears are not a real estate investment trust. And as people pointed out, they may be valued at $9 billion, but that doesn't necessarily mean they have that cash flow.
Oh, they don't have the liquid.
So then why would you sit on property that you're not using for this many years?
I said it when they bought it. I was like, okay, this is a play to move, like every other team has done in recent years, to move to a place where you can make money off more than just your stadium and more than the events in the stadium. You can make it a whole universe around your stadium, your building.
And for everybody on our text line, 312-644-6767, who keeps saying I'm yelling because I'm a woman right now speaking about something that has a side and there's an opinion that I'm giving, go start a GoFundMe then. Start a GoFundMe if you want to donate to this cause so much. Seeing as how the main cause of GoFundMe right now, and it's most common use, is for hospital bills. If you want to call my bluff, then put your money where your mouth is. Or do you just want to complain to us? 312-644-6767 is our phone number. Let's go to John in Crystal Lake. John, you're on The Score.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're making it.
Great. I've been listening to this station since the 820 days, and I want you guys to understand something right now. The state of Illinois is broke. J.B. Pritzker has asked every state agency to reduce their budget by 4%. Why? Because 10% of the budget of the state of Illinois comes from the federal government. Donald Trump isn't giving us our money right now. That is the problem. And if the McCaskey family wants to do something and get their stadium built, they can have Roger Goodell right now call President Trump and get Illinois' money back. There's over $5 billion that's sitting there that we need right now. It is there. And he can do that. And it's absolutely ridiculous right now that they're threatening to go to Indiana. And the whole reason why Braun is doing this in Indiana is because he's trying to look good with Trump. Because of the whole redistricting thing. That's what's going on right now. And if you're a Bears season ticket holder, you call Alice Hall right now and you tell them to open up and call Goodell and get our money back because kids in this state are hurting right now. And this is absolutely ridiculous. Just ridiculous.
John, thanks for your call.
You know what I love about this? And when I say love, it's not really love. It's just what I find fascinating and I think everyone should pay attention to. People often tell me, I stay away from politics. I don't do politics. You don't do politics, but I promise you, every day of your life, politics is doing you. And so when you're having people saying, open up the coffers, which have been closed off because of political reasons, because of less political reasons, more partisan reasons, that is a valid thing. And you have to understand and kind of analyze that in a way to see, okay, how do we get back to where we want to get to? He's right. Roger Goodell right now is dealing with a president who literally wants, what, the stadium in D.C., the new Commander Stadium named after him? Is that the...
That was a quote, yes.
Yes. So you understand that, and you have to figure out, okay, in terms of kitchen table issues, policies, things that money is needed for, the stadium is not the priority. And you could certainly understand why if you've been paying attention to so-called politics.
And if you don't want to listen to us, here's what Cam Buckner had to say. This he posted about 16 hours ago on Twitter. I don't agree with part of the Bears' assessment. It is true the public dollars for a new stadium has not been a legislative priority. That's because giving public money to a professional sports franchise doesn't crack the top 100 things the people of Illinois are asking for, expecting, or willing to tolerate right now. The General Assembly has been focused on affordability, housing costs, transit reliability, education, healthcare, public safety, and keeping the state on stable financial footing, because that's what we hear about every single day from our constituents. The strategy is familiar. In the 1990s, when the Bears were unhappy with the situation at Soldier Field, Indiana was floated as a possible alternative. That play didn't work then. Since then, we've heard different versions of this conversation repeatedly. Leaving Soldier Field, leaving Chicago, leaving Arlington Heights, and now Indiana again. The plan has had a lot of rushing yards in it, but too few of them are straightforward. But generational projects aren't built on a hurry-up offense or relocation rhetoric. They're built through balanced, sensible conversations that respect public priorities and fiscal reality. And it's important to say this out loud. As people across Illinois are reeling from the weight of rising property taxes, they are not interested in a professional sports franchise cutting to the front of the line for a property tax break while families are still fighting to make their own tax bills make sense. I would hope the Bears are willing to come to the table in that spirit because Illinois residents deserve a process that's fair, thoughtful, and grounded in reality. Indiana residents would too. That is from Cam Buckner. Let's continue with the phones. 312-644-6767. We go to Pete on the north side. Pete, you're on the score.
Love you guys. Love the show. Really do. Layla, you can shout as loud as you want because you're right. If it isn't a bluff and it isn't leverage, then, like you said, then go ahead and sell Arlington Heights. Let's see them do that. And let's see them lose their you-know-what on that. And also, I'll bet you the people in Chicago whose taxes went up almost 100-something%, I'll bet you they're not in favor of that. I'll listen and congrats.
Thank you. Thanks for your call. I want to continue just with the opinions on Raheemy Harrison Grody because we've talked a lot about it, so we want to hear from you. Jeff in Highland Park, you're next.
Hey, guys. I normally love listening to you guys, but today you're not doing your audience a service because you're not being accurate. You keep talking about this as a stadium project. It is a project to build a stadium, but it's also a project to build 1,150 residential units, 400 hotel rooms, 300,000 square feet of retail space, and 200,000 square feet of office space. That is a huge difference.
Why do you say that, Jeff? Where are you getting that number from? What are the figures, and how does that relate?
The figures come directly from the plan that the Bears have agreed to with Arlington Heights. You said you did your research. You didn't look. And you keep talking about a stadium.
This is all contingent upon the stadium, correct?
No.
If they were going to build that stuff, then wouldn't they have built it already? They've had the land since 2023. You're talking about mixed-use development, aren't you? That's not related to the stadium if you're saying that, because they just negotiated the tax rate months ago. So that's a different use. You can build apartments and you can build everything you just talked about, office buildings, without a stadium, can't you?
The Senate running a filibuster, or you want me to talk? Do you want to actually hear an
You said I didn't do my research, so I'm asking why you can't build those things without building a stadium.
Because the draw is the stadium.
Exactly.
Interesting.
You still there?
Yes, I am. The value to Arlington Heights from the tax benefit is largely not from the stadium, but from the other stuff. And the infrastructure cost for building the other stuff dwarfs the infrastructure cost just for building a stadium.
Are you sure? Because we've heard $5 billion being the estimated cost for this stadium project.
Real estate, because, you know, I'm a commercial lawyer. I understand this stuff. Okay? I get the opinions. You have to stop for a second, take a step back, and stop looking at this as a sports thing.
Is something wrong with your phone? You keep going in and out.
I don't know, but it is a sports thing because it's a project contingent upon a stadium.
Oh, he hung up. Okay.
So if it's a project contingent upon a stadium,
then it is a sports thing.
Otherwise, you would just build the other stuff already because then you would be developing the land.
And also, if that was the case, you definitely wouldn't be getting as much money as you're asking for to get it done. That's the driver here, is the actual stadium.
I mean, it all sounds great. It all sounds great that you can say that and owe this. But if it only happens because of a stadium, then by definition, it is a stadium project. Otherwise, it's a piece of land they're paying taxes on that they've let sit vacant for years while the cost of construction has continued to go up and they've paid taxes on something that doesn't have a structure. Now, the taxes are lower because there's not a structure on the property. That is true. That is basic law. We understand that. That's basic tax understanding. But don't come in here and tell me that they can't build that stuff unless there's a stadium.
Well, it's not just don't come in here and tell you they can't build that stuff unless there's a stadium. It's you just said it wasn't about the stadium. Like it can't. Both those things can't be true at the same time. That's a contradiction.
But you know, this is the conversations. These are the ones that go on.
I like it.
So let's go to Kevin in LaGrange Park. Kevin, you're on the score.
Hey guys, how you doing? Go Bears, Layla. I'm happy you're feeling better. You were sick a few days ago, so glad you're back at work feeling good. My comment is the Bears are playing the best they've ever been in this long. They got the biggest game coming up on Saturday for a long time. They're in a playoff race. The whole city's behind them. Why is all of this coming out now? Couldn't they wait until the end of the season? Because now you got fans talking about stuff. You guys aren't talking about how good the Bears are doing. I don't know. Does this get into the locker room and now the players are thinking about where they're going to be playing? Are the players affected? So I just want to get your comments and thought process on that.
Oh, yeah, Kevin, I think that's a fair question. And the reason it's coming up is because it's the end of the year and the legislative session closed and the Bears are good right now and people feel good about the team. So it makes sense that Kevin Warren and the Bears want to put this out right now. And it makes sense from a timing standpoint legislatively.
The open letter is what has spurred all of this. And the open letter, you could say, was forced, in fact, by reporting, because this is the thing. It's a two-sided street. It's not just the Bears side of the story. It's what goes on when the legislation says, okay, we're done for the year. It's like, oh, what happened with the Bears? Nothing happened. That is a story because the president of the Bears told us there would be shovels in the ground by the end of 2025. And now in this open letter, he's telling us that not only will the shovels not be in the ground in 2025, we're reopening up where we might put shovels in the ground.
You have sat on your land. We have not. And I understand that there is a lot that goes into developing land, but the idea that this is on the public and not on you is false. Our segment is brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. Our producers who are helping us out today and doing a tremendous job, Ray Diaz, Tyler Farengold, Brandon Fryer as well. This is Raheemi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. We broadcast live through The Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. When we have breaking news on The Score, it's brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. You can call us and text us, and you have 312-644-6767. You can also join us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago 670 The Score. Our video team is Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz, and Max Curtis. They do a tremendous job. And you can join us on YouTube. YouTube TV is at 670 The Score. That one's pretty simple. We will do more on this because we still have more calls. And guess what? It's your money, so you have a say. 312-644-6767. We continue this talk before we get into the football at the top of the hour. This is Raheemi Harrison Grody.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Raheemy, Harris, and Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This is Raheemy, Harris, and Grody on 670 The Score, and we are taking your calls regarding the Bears' threat that they say isn't about leverage, but sure feels like leverage, to try to move to Indiana once they decide to build the stadium. Let's continue on the phones, 312-644-6767. How about a resident of Indiana, or at least somebody who's there right now, Devin in South Bend. Devin, you're on with Raheemy, Harris, and Grody.
Hey, how are you guys today?
Good.
We're doing well.
That's good. Yeah, I am from South Bend, Indiana, which is about an hour and a half, hour 45 from Chicago, depending on traffic. I am a huge Bears fan. My family's always been Bears fans. My friends, most of them are Bears fans. I'm going to be honest with you guys, at least within a 30-mile radius of northern Indiana, it's all Bears fans. There are not a lot of Colts fans in this area. Most of them are Bears fans, and that's why I think that this would be good, not just for Illinois, but I think it would be good for Indiana, because a lot of those Indiana fans, you know, Bears fans that are in Indiana, they don't like to travel. Like, Fort Wayne is 2 hours for me almost, and it's about three and a half hours from Chicago, and there's Bears fans in Fort Wayne, and they want to be closer. I mean, why wouldn't you want, you know, the stadium just a little bit closer to you, you know? But I would say that what they were talking about, or what I heard, was Gary, Indiana is not known to be you know, the best place on earth. Obviously, it has its nickname, Scary Gary, you know, the armpit of America. But I will say they're cleaning it up a lot. I've been through there a couple times on my way to Chicago. They are cleaning it up a lot, and I think that this would be excellent for the city of Gary. I think not just the state of Indiana. I like what Mike Braun is proposing, and I'm going to be honest with you. I'd be honored to spend my taxpayer money on a new stadium for the Bears. Because I am a huge, that's how big of a Bears fan I am. I love my Bears, and I always love going to Soldier Field. Well, but would I like a stadium closer to me? Maybe it's just a little bit, you know, yeah. But you look in Gary, there's also the Hard Rock Casino, which brings in a lot of people. You got the South Shore that goes from South Bend all the way through a bunch of different counties, including Gary, and then goes to Millennium Park.
Yeah, Gary, I think you make a lot of good points. And that is the point, is if taxpayers really want this, you put it on a ballot and you let them decide. Historically, we have seen that that fails in times of budget constraint. But if that's something that the Indiana taxpayers want, then they are absolutely within their rights to be able to do so.
Indiana has a much lower flat tax rate than the state of Illinois. I think it's 3% for Indiana and over 4% for the state of Illinois. And I think the one point that Gary's talking about that I want to make sure everybody understands, who maybe lives in Chicago and doesn't understand how other states can be fans of teams in other cities. I've lived in Philadelphia, all of South Jersey, Philadelphia sports fans. I've lived in Cincinnati, all of Northern Kentucky. Guess what? Cincinnati fans. They're not going to lose fans because of this in the way that people are trying to make it out to be.
And if they will, if they do, if people want to be mad at the Bears, they have that right as well.
Absolutely.
But that's the point. The best and most accurate way to see what the people want, all of the voters, is to put it to a ballot. And I want to point out, too, that how the stadium, Allegiant Stadium, was funded in Las Vegas was mostly through what is traditionally what you see when someone votes on this is the tourism tax. Well, in Vegas, that's a pretty easy one to vote for and know that it's going to make revenue for you. In Texas, the ballpark in Arlington was funded with the same tax. It's typically hotel, rental car, that type of thing. Now, they could do that or they could issue another way to have that funding in Indiana, but there's nothing wrong with them being there. The Jets and the Giants play in New Jersey.
Yes, and all those teams in New York have fans in northern Jersey. Like, this is not a thing that should be a shocker to people.
No, but it's not the state of Illinois' fault that the budget is like, well, it is the state of Illinois' fault that the budget is like this.
I'm about to say,
let's... But it's not, that doesn't mean that they have money to give out to the Bears or any other public entity that's asking for this. Keep in mind, the Cubs built everything they did on their own. They invested in Hickory Street Partners and the infrastructure surrounding the ballpark on their own. And that's for 81 guaranteed dates a year. That's a lot more than 11 or 12. When you consider that part of it, it is a better return for everyone. It's better business. And money for infrastructure is something that is a reasonable request. That's why the governor said $1 billion is understandable. But if it's upwards of more than that, then you would understand why there has to be some hardline negotiations here, which is what is happening right now. Let's continue on the phones. 312-644-6767. Liz is in Long Beach, Indiana. Hi, Liz.
How are you? It's good to hear from you. And I love listening to you, all of you, when I'm driving from Indiana to Chicago, which I am today for Christmas lunch. I had just a couple comments, and in listening, had a couple other comments, but basically, I think, from what I understand, after the purchase of the Arlington Heights property, the local governmental and taxing bodies made it somewhat difficult, came up with some, I'll call, ridiculous requests for taxing, and that delayed the process at least a year, maybe longer. That seems to have been resolved. As far as the state of Illinois, despite what one of your callers said, I don't think we can pin the state's financial difficulties on Donald Trump. I think it's far more in the lap of the state and city government and leadership, or lack of, over the last few years, and unfunded liabilities and all of that mess. So I think Illinois has a calculation to make. They're not being asked to pay for the stadium itself. They're being asked to pay a large part of the infrastructure. And if they calculate that that simply isn't going to pay off and that they need to put their money elsewhere, then I think that's a reasonable calculation.
Not you being out here reasonable on a Thursday. Let me ask you this question. Would you be okay with that shifting to the state of Indiana, since that's where you live?
I would, actually. And I think, Indiana has its own issues, but I think from a leadership and financial standpoint, it's in far better shape. And so I think, to your point earlier, Leo, that putting it on a ballot and letting the citizens decide, all right, what is it that we're willing to fund, and what would it do for our area? I, too, have questions about Gary, Indiana, but something like this could be the shot it needs to really improve its overall status in the state of Indiana and help the population. So I'd be in favor of at least looking at it, and I don't pin the blame for this on the Bears. I'm a huge Bears fan. I think Kevin Warren is a tremendous business person, and I think he is doing his due diligence. And I hope that they resolve it, because I'm excited to watch what the Bears are doing on the field. I want us to be talking about that and cheering them on. But I personally would be excited if the Bears ended up in Indiana. It would be a shorter drive for me.
Liz, thanks so much. We've had some issues. Yeah, Jeff texted and said his phone cut out, so he was having issues too. Liz also cut out, but that's it. If you really want to know whether or not you want to pay for this as taxpayers, you vote.
Let me tell you something. If it comes to a vote on a ballot, all I do is point to one recent vote, and that is the vote with what you could argue is the most successful NFL team over the last decade to build a new stadium in Kansas City, Missouri for the Chiefs. When I tell you it didn't fail, it bombed, that's what would happen. There's just too much going on right now with economic viability for individuals for them to be like, yeah, I want to pay more so the Bears can have a brand new stadium.
Well, and that's the issue, is that is traditionally why they don't take it to a ballot. If this really isn't about leverage, you sell Arlington Heights and then you vote. Period. Let's talk about football next, shall we?
Isn't that what we've been talking about?
No? I would like to discuss the Bears injury report because it is going to factor
you
into
got time?
This game.
It's going
to
take a while.
Yeah, so let's get back to the matter at hand, the one that's in front of us and that is actually real, that we don't have to pay for, which is the football. So we'll do that next. Bears-Packers, come on now. Raheem Harrison Grody on the score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.